97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Senator, do you care if U.S. citizens accidentally get detained in ICE raids?
Well, first of all, don't put yourself in a situation where that happens, okay? And I'm sure with all the illegals we have in this country, you're going to probably have some mistakes happen. That's going to happen. But, again, as long as we take care of it the right way, understand they are assistant, let them go. But, again, if you're going to be hanging around people that are not citizens of this country, some things like that are going to probably happen.
Is there anything people can do to take care of themselves? Like, you know, how can they do to prevent
that? Don't hang around illegals.
Okay.
Bottom line, because President Trump just said, we're going to go after you. And at the end of the day, if you're in the wrong place at the wrong time, something bad could happen.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
Hey, buddy, good morning. So, you know, my grandma always told me you're judged by the company you keep. I think that's what Tommy Tuberville was really saying there.
Exactly. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm good, man. You know, it's interesting. It's just crazy. Like, I was talking with the acting ICE director yesterday, Todd Lyons, in the hallways. I interviewed him briefly for a case I'm doing today about Arlington County here, released a convicted rapist to the streets because they are sanctuary jurisdiction. And we're talking today, I'm going to do a hit here shortly, about how this is exposing exactly the type of illegal, violent criminal aliens that these sanctuary jurisdictions are protecting. And after we did the interview, I said, did you ever think we would live in this environment, in this time, when literally one entire, you know, political party is taking the side, doubling down on criminals, on the bad guys? But that's where we are. In this case that I'm doing today, literally this guy was convicted of felony rape back in 2015, had multiple deportations with multiple reentries. They pick him up this year and have him in Arlington in detention for a felony probation violation, and ICE puts a detainer on him. They denied it, and Arlington released him to the streets, and so ICE had to go out and track him down. And it's just unbelievable because, you know, the constituents that live in Arlington, the voters, the community, they can't possibly believe that this makes them safer.
I saw part of that interview with Todd Lyons, and what he was referring to is the fact that in trying to get the guy, one of the agents got basically dragged under a car, right?
So that's even a different case. That's a case of my guy's a Guatemalan dude in Arlington. This is a Honduran national, ordered deported 4 years ago, and ICE has got to go out and get him in Oklahoma. And, yeah, the injuries to the ICE officer, he got dragged more than 200 feet. And that guy's facing federal charges, fortunately. But, look, you know, widen the aperture, you've got this 830% increase in assaults from this time last year. And DHS, Christy Noem, on the couch up in New York and Fox and Friends, was telling me, when we were interviewing her, that there's no way to avoid directly connecting and tying the increase to assaults on agents to the hostile rhetoric from Democratic leaders, whether it's mayors in Boston and in Chicago and L.A., or whether it's Hakeem Jeffries, the leader of the Democrats in the House, you know, calling ICE agents Gestapo and you know, standing in the way of federal law enforcement, federal immigration law enforcement.
Or Maxwell Frost, the congressman this morning. Listen.
I rise today to shine light on a moral atrocity going on in my home state of Florida, an immigrant internment camp that Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and his administration have propped up in the middle of an abandoned airfield deep in the Florida Everglades.
Yeah, that's called Alligator Alcatraz, sir, and it's not an internment camp.
No, exactly, Mark. You're so spot on. And, you know, as you were playing that, I really paused for a second because it concerns me, because I just spent days covering the assault on the Prairie Land Alvarado, Texas facility. You know, what's going to stop some crazy person from hearing his congressman, their congressman, Maxwell Frost, out there saying this is an internment camp, and then someone goes out there and tries to assault it like they did in Alvarado, and remember that got a Alvarado police officer shot in the neck. Fortunately, you saw they just apprehended the guy that, among a dozen people, it seems that it was this one guy, Benjamin Song, that the FBI had a most wanted, $25,000 reward to get him. But at the end of the day, this is, can you imagine being the spouse or a child of an ICE agent worried about your loved one going out, and then also whether or not they might get doxxed and their home address get put on some, you know, web out there for other people to possibly come after you?
Griff, Mark and I have been talking this morning about the dignity bill that a Republican congresswoman had introduced, and she wants to, I guess it's if an illegal's been here for 5 years and pays taxes and doesn't have, well, she says a criminal record, although I would say that you crossing our border illegally means you have a criminal record, but she says that should basically grant you the right to not ever be deported. Have you covered much of that?
We haven't covered that, and I know what you're talking about, and, you know, it's just crazy that you've got a debate going on in the halls of Congress over whether or not people should be deported when they illegally enter the country. I mean, it's like, you know, having raised children, my daughters are 23 and 19, I can remember, you know, when they were much younger, and you said, okay, so here's how the world works. This is the law. This is what you do. This is what you don't do. But yet they're having that adult conversation over whether or not illegal aliens should be able to stay. And look, at the end of the day, Democrats can keep doubling down on it, but the country is not there. The country overwhelmingly doesn't want these people here. And when you see, there was a great segment on CNN, that data guy, Harry Enten, last week or however many days ago, showing that literally across the board, ABC, CBS, Marquette, New York Times, all had polled, should illegal aliens who are simply just here illegally, haven't committed crazy crimes, should they be deported? And more than 50% in every one of the polls said yes.
Oh, yeah. They went on that. They went on that all the time. Well, Salazar is a Republican, and what she's proposing sounds a whole lot like amnesty. So I'm just hoping and praying now that they don't try to get President Trump on that train. I hope he's avoiding that at all costs.
I think, look, President Trump full well understands his mandate. And at the end of the day, you've got guys like Stephen Miller, who keeps coming out there holding a masterclass explanation of what that mandate was, what the goal is, and how they're carrying it out. And ultimately, it ends up making the country safer.
Yeah, I would agree. I know you got to get going. You got to hit with Fox, but we appreciate your time, Griff, as always.
Hey, listen, great to join you guys, and they got me back in that Fox and Friends chair this weekend, so if you're bored on Saturday and Sunday morning, tune in, I'll give you the news.
Hardest working man in D.C. We'll check you out, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good one.
All right, bye. See ya. Yep. He works all week in D.C., and they're flying him up to New York for the weekend to host Fox and Friends on the weekend.
When's his day off?
I don't know. That's a good question.
We should ask him that next time.
That's like Kilmeade. I always ask Brian Kilmeade that. When is your time off? He does the morning show. He does morning radio. He often goes and gets on Outnumbered sometimes. He's on the Gutfeld show, and I know they tape that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They air it at night, but it's taped earlier in the day.
And sometimes he's done with Reardon.
He records his own show for the weekend at some point through the week. He's on with Reardon. Lord knows how many other local radio hits he does across the country.
I know you can love, obviously I love my job, but at some point, as much as I love it, I do have to have some separation to have family time.
Well, I mean, Griff goes surfing, and he calls us sometimes while he's surfing.
He did that a couple weeks ago. He had taken a vacation.
Just a great guy, for sure.
Get more at 971talk.com.